Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
That was pretty quick there, Tim.
Oh, my bad. I just got off work, man. I'm like super hyper right now.
This is the first time Tim has been awake during a podcast since Layla's been born.
Facts, man. Facts.
Speaking of which, how is your favorite child?
Oh, she's doing great. Still getting big, talking more, looking more and more like me, which is pretty dope, but it's scary at the same time because I don't want her to look too much like me because, you know, her mom's very beautiful, so she needs to stick with that side of the fam, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you. Well, this is the Positive Truth. We're all about bringing positivity in a very negative news world. We're bringing uplifting news. If you want to support the podcast, follow us on our Facebook page where we post positive news stories all the time and our little videos we do. Little videos. They're pretty awesome videos. Twitter, Instagram, all linked below. Leave us a 5-star review. 5 stars only. And that will help us out significantly. We have 6 positive news stories. Tim, you want to start us off?
Man, absolutely. So I decided, looking at all the stories I had to choose from, I'm going to go in categories. So my category for today, we're going to be talking about things that happen inside stores, right? Could be any type of store. So I'm going to... JP's laughing at my segment, but it's cool. I'm freestyling this and I'm going to go with it. So check this out. We're gonna start off at a Walmart. So a Walmart cashier in Burton, Michigan, she saw this customer get turned away from a store nail salon, which is right next door. So she took the matter in her own hands. So basically she got denied at the salon because the lady said that she moved around too much. So the cashier from Walmart sees this and she's like, no. She goes inside Walmart, buys nail polish, and inside of Walmart, she decided to do her nails, the customer's nails. Now, the coolest thing about this, her name is Tasha Smith, or, man, I could be butchering her first name, T-A-S-I-A. The only reason why I'm spelling it, because I want to make sure she gets some credit for this, because I thought this was amazing. She basically witnessed this whole entire scene, and she even took a picture of Ebony Harris painting the young woman's nails. And the whole reason why this story is so amazing to me, the lady that got turned away, she got turned away because she has cerebral palsy. She can't control her hands or any kind of movement or anything like that. So for the fact that the nail salon to turn her away is ridiculous. And the fact that Ebony Harris took time out of her day to paint this young lady's nails and to do it for absolutely free is just amazing. And some of the dope things that happen inside your local Walmarts.
Never thought I would hear that last sentence by Tim ever. Dope things that happen inside of local Walmarts for 100, please.
Man, just think about it though. They have like a whole website to make fun of like people inside of Walmarts, which is super negative in itself. Even though I have been on the website, I can't lie. You know, I'm not perfect. Hey. That being said, man, inside your local Walmart, you have a positive story that's going on like this.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. And she got a friend for life.
Thu Sabis. You go ahead, man. What do you got with us? For us. I apologize.
I don't have categories, unfortunately. I was trying to think of some, but yeah, I don't have any. My first one comes from a lady named Veronica Backenstow. Everyone calls her Ronnie. And she was all smiles Tuesday afternoon because she graduated at 96 years old with a college degree.
Dang, that's what's up, man. Dedication right there.
Walked across the stage. She looks fresh and fly, too. She's part of the Girl Scouts of America, and she's joined in 1931 and remained active in the organization for 87 years. And I just think it's awesome. Never give up.
Never give up. Facts, man.
She walked across the stage in a Girl Scout uniform, too. That's pretty cool.
That is pretty dope. At 96 years old, you got a picture of it?
Oh, Tim, I have a video.
Oh, game changer.
Oh yeah, we will be posting this on the Facebook page. You know it.
Dude, solid. That sounds dope, man. I actually just shared that last story I had. I had a picture of the girl getting her nails painted that I just shared to the Facebook page at the Positive Truth Podcast for those that don't know, or that those that don't like to read the description. Well, man, I'm going back to another store, though. I loved your story, JP, by the way. I'm going to go to a Whole Foods. So those that have been to Whole Foods, which I haven't, people tell me
Time out, Tim. You've never been to Whole Foods?
Yeah, man. I shop cheap. If they don't have coupons, I'm probably not going.
I'm pretty sure Whole Foods has coupons.
I don't get the newspaper, man. I don't know. It's too far. There's like the closest Whole Foods to me is like on the north side. And, you know, I'm a south side kid, so Walmart it is. Or Buy for Less or something.
Okay, fair enough. Continue.
Well, check this out, man. This story happened on Twitter and it got shared to this website. So I'm going to go ahead and read to you guys what just happened. It's pretty amazing. So the most amazing infusion of joy thing happened to me today in Atlanta at Whole Foods. Ludacris bought my groceries. And yes, we're talking about Ludacris, Fast and the Furious, rapper, actor on shows like SVU. Like, this dude does it all. So Ludacris bought her groceries. He was ahead of me in line when the food for my 4 rescued dogs and 2 rescued cats, an elderly blind chicken named Dixie Lightlicker, or Lick Lighter, ended up in his stuff. I said, I'm so sorry to the cashier, that's mine. And he said, well, since she already rang it up, I might as well get it. And she said, wait, what? Long story short, he bought all my groceries. I even tried to stop the cashier at a certain amount, then he stopped me. He said, I got this. I was gobsmacked. In a minute, I'll tell you why. I stared wide-eyed at this handsome young stranger as if he just dropped from the ceiling like James Bond or Batman. And then I started to cry. I asked him his name. Chris, he said. We shook hands. Then I hugged him. I didn't realize who he was as he waited patiently for the lovely cashier to ring up again all of my stuff. And then I still couldn't recognize him because I could barely see anything through my teary eyes. I was in shock. The total ended up being $375. He asked me about my rescue dogs. We small talked a little bit, and I tripped over my words because I was so nervous because I was talking to an angel. Should I tell him? Should I tell him he's an angel? I kept thanking him after he paid my tab. So he said, they'll make sure you get this out to your car, okay? Who are you? I asked at one point. And he said, just a guy. And then she said, no, just a guy. No. This guy is awesome. You know why? He was just doing something kind for his disheveled, harried stranger, showing the love in his soul, shining a light in the world. But there is something else. What Ludacris had no way of knowing is that I can't really afford to shop at Whole Foods. Not much, anyway. I was there because my friend Miracle Mary, I call her, gave me a gift because I had a very rough time recently. What Ludacris had no way of knowing is that my husband died of brain cancer, and climbing up out of that hole emotionally, physically, and financially has devastated me for years. I won't lie. I've struggled in ways I didn't know a human can struggle and still survive. What Ludacris had no way of knowing is that I'm a Hurricane Katrina survivor, and I lost my mother because of that unnatural disaster. What little Ludacris had no way of knowing is that his quiet kindness and generous gesture came at a moment when my candle was out. He used his personal light to light a fire up my own. Isn't this what we should be doing to each other? I think it is. Be like Ludacris, y'all. I know I'm giving it a try. Thank you, Chris. God bless you.
Hold up, she left that letter? Where did this come from?
Twitter.
This is from Twitter?
Yes.
I thought Twitter was like 140 characters. Either way, that was awesome, Tim.
Yeah, no, it was so many different tweets. This website put it all together, man. I found it and I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to read this on the podcast, man. I'm terrible reading out loud, but I did my best. So I thought this was pretty dope, man.
Oh yeah, that was great, Tim. That was great. Also, shout out to Ludacris.
Yeah, man, he's like amazing. I'm starting to become more and more of a fan of him as a man, not even just his music or his acting ability.
Well, We're halfway through the podcast, so we got to pause and do our little audio meditation.
Ooh, sabes?
Which is basically, we, in the stress and worry of life, We often overlook all the great things around us, so we encourage all of our listeners to play along with us. Just think about some things you're grateful for. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
Man, I am super grateful for connections, man. So yesterday at work, I get a text message, and basically it's this middle school, Roosevelt Middle School, which, you know, that was our rival middle school because we went to Jefferson. Here in Oklahoma City, on the southwest side of Oklahoma City, I was actually asked to jump on coaching staff over there because they want to turn that program around and they feel like that I'd be a great asset to them. So, you know, obviously I can't take that job because I coach at the high school, but I'm going to end up helping them out twice a week on Mondays and Tuesdays, man. And I'm super excited about it. It actually got me like pumped for a cross country season for my athletes and also pumped to help these kids out to see if they can do their best, you know?
What are you going
to
be coaching?
Cross country.
Huh. Duh, JP, duh. Yeah, that's awesome, Tim.
For sure, I
didn't know you had time to do all this.
Yeah, man, I definitely don't, and that's why I'm doing it on my like days off from Golden Corral. So I'll do it like basically an hour and a half on Mondays and Tuesdays, and that's about it. Try to make it out to some meets if I can.
That's what's up, Tim. Congratulations, man.
Appreciate it, man. What are you grateful for?
I'm grateful for grocery stores because, you know, today was my grocery store shopping. And it's just incredible to me. You know, humans have been around for a couple hundred thousand years. And most of the time we were just concerned about food. And I'll never have to have that worry. I can just go somewhere and everything's right there for me. It's great. Not near as cool as yours, I know. But I still think it's an awesome thing.
And I can't judge you at all for it, so...
Also, I eat like 10 times more than Tim does.
Facts.
So, I'm very grateful for food.
I'm with it.
But since Tim had a rapper story about Ludacris, I have one rapper story too. Rapper named YG. I've never heard of him. But you donated.
What?
Yeah, I've never heard of him, man.
Oh, man. What did YG do? I want to hear this.
He donated $150,000 to a startup company called Girl Code LA, which is a nonprofit organization that helps expose young girls to computer science, business, and software engineering, since most of the time women are not encouraged to go into the STEM field. And I think it's awesome.
Absolutely, man. That's super dope. Go ahead, YG. I see you, man.
What do you got, Tim?
Man, my last story right here, I have a grocery store employee. Is basically... from Louisiana is being praised for allowing a young customer with autism help stock store shelves. And I have a video I'm gonna share to the Facebook page that you guys can check out. But 17-year-old Jack Ryan Edwards was at a grocery store shopping with his dad, and then he took an interest in stocking shelves. So when Jordan Taylor, who works at Rouse Market in Baton Rouge, he noticed Jack watching him, so he offered him to help. And yeah, man, somebody took a video of it. It got uploaded to Facebook, and it has over 600,000 views, man. So, yeah, if you guys want to check out this video, it's super sweet. Go to our Facebook page at the Positive Truth Podcast and check it out.
See? Grocery stores are awesome, Tim.
Dude, you're absolutely right, man. All three of my stores were pretty amazing. You got a corner store, a Whole Foods, and a Walmart. You know, all positive stories that are happening, and people are going in and out like crazy, not even paying attention. So, yeah, you're right, man. Grocery stores are awesome.
So I have my last story is about a young man. He goes to Evansville High School, and he had a teacher he really enjoyed. Teacher's name is Ken Katzenmeyer. I really hope I didn't screw up that name. And this is based out of Wisconsin. And he really liked this teacher. And she has neuroblastoma. Big words. And she had to leave school. So basically Wyland walked up to her and he was like, Mrs. K, I really wish you weren't leaving, but I talked with it over my parents and I'd like to give to you for your cause. And he handed her $52 worth of just wadded up dollar bills he'd been saving up.
Aww.
But that's not the best part. After he found out about how much it was actually going to cost her, like, to get treatment, he was like, he has a pig. His pig he sold for $10,000. It was like one of those big pigs. Like, I don't know how to describe pigs. I'm a city kid. It's a large pig. And he donated, he sold it for $10,000 and gave all the money to his favorite, one of his favorite teachers.
Man, that's pretty amazing. I'm with that, 100%. That's super awesome, man.
The positive impacts on teachers in our society.
It's like they should get paid more.
Yes, it's like they should get paid more. Yeah, I think we're out of positive news stories, right, Tim?
Yes, sir.
We'll be back Friday with more positive
news. That being
news.
Said, I do have a positive quote.
Let's hear it, Tim.
No matter how you feel, get up, dress up, show up, and never give up.
Do we got a name for this quote?
I have no clue.
Okay. Well, hopefully these positive news stories lightened up your day, lightened up your week. We'll be back soon with some more of them. Till then, we're out.
Stay positive.